Hello, welcome to Entrepreneurship Policy Pulse, a podcast by the Faith Institute of Faith Foundation. Our conversations would revolve around Nigeria's entrepreneurship ecosystem, touching on key thematic areas and preferring policy recommendations. This podcast would feature researchers, economists, policy influencers, and stakeholders within Nigeria's entrepreneurship ecosystem.
The temptation to simply stand up from my seat and climb up stage. Very high, but I'd listen to the compere, and I like being a very good student. That's what I've tried to do. The founder and the chairman, Faith Foundation, Mr. Fola Adeola. The secretary to the government of Ogun State and chairman of the Communications and Advocacy Committee, Faith Foundation, Mr. Tokunbo Talabi. Members of the Board of Directors, Faith Foundation, Captains of Industry and Development Partners, members of the Diplomatic Corps, the press, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Just a few days ago, I was in Lagos Monday at the MSME conference. That will be the second in the series or so. Today I'm back in Lagos for the 25th anniversary of the Faith Foundation, and whose theme is basically on entrepreneurship, industry. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be part of. And let me congratulate you for the reports that have just been launched. I can assure you that I'll spend my next moments going through those reports from cover to cover. I don't think it's correct to think that small businesses viewed as just operating in the sidelines. If that was the case before, it's no longer the case today. Because I think that beyond the talk, and the talk has been so much. MSMEs, about 90-95% of businesses, contributing about 46-47% to our GDP, employing about 80-85% of Nigerians. Globally, the statistics and the data would seem close to that. But in Nigeria, not just mirroring that, but even more than amplifying that. So I think that this country, increasingly this government, has realized more and more the fact that MSMEs cannot be operating in the sidelines. They are the mainstream. And when Mr. President talks about a $1 trillion economy, he looks at the MSMEs. And I'm glad that the fire chat is talking about enterprise to industry. At the MSME conference, of course, Smedan has a slogan, think big, start small, and prosper. I believe prosperity is industry, and I think that that is the direction. So let me thank, the organizers of the Faith Foundation for inviting me here. Earlier on, the secretary to the government of Ogun State. And by the way, I find out that in the choices that I make about where to go to, where not to go to, wherever I go to, I find a lot of appreciation of the fact that I'm there at all. I always think that I'm the one that should appreciate you for being in this space and for continuing to do the work that you are doing. What else is humility? To find GT Bank being the bank that it is in our country. You find a founder of GT Bank at the back of Faith Foundation, just concerned with the work he has to do. He's not concerned with the noise. He's not concerned with attracting attention. He's just concerned with doing what? Adding value. Helping young people. I mean, what else would that be? You know, so across the world, the surest path, I think, to shared prosperity is industrialization, driven by small businesses. And Nigeria is no different. Each time I look at the word Smedan, I wonder where micro is. Micro is lacking. Micro is missing. Smedan is, there's no micro. And I think that, I don't know how many people as part of the Faith Foundation were at that conference. One of the highlights of that conference is that the MSME policy, 2021 to 2025, is going to expire by December. So part of the work of that conference, in fact, there is a room, you know, for policy, to discuss on how to update and to review that policy. And I think that it's important that Faith Foundation plays a key role and takes part in the work of that committee and what becomes of the policy document. So MSMEs, of course, represent the energy, the creativity, and demographic power of our nation. They make up, like I said, about 96% of businesses. And these numbers remind us that Nigeria's economic destiny rests on the successes of its entrepreneurs. That's what it is. As a government, therefore, we are working towards building an industrial economy where MSMEs do not struggle, but where MSMEs scale, where manufacturing grows, does not shrink, where innovation leads, not lacks, youth enterprise becomes a source of national power, not national frustration. Made in Nigeria is not a slogan, but a standard of excellence. Our commitment is clear. To build an MSME-led industrialization pathway that is inclusive, that is competitive, that is export-driven, and that is future-ready. I mean, at some point I've wondered, I mean, every day when I come face-to-face with the enormous power of this ecosystem, I wonder why we haven't turned the whole country into a laboratory for entrepreneurship. I just wonder. With our huge population, 220 or 30 million and counting, and we brag that the youthful segment of that population is more than 65%. What are we going to do with these numbers? The public service cannot accommodate these numbers. It's the private sector, it's enterprise, it's entrepreneurship. That's what it is, and I think that that's what Faith Foundation is doing. So what we're working towards, you know, implementing, you know, at the ministry, it's very clear things. Reliable, affordable, and, you know, power for MSMEs. I mean, the power challenge, you know, Tony Lulu was a keynote speaker at the opening session of the MSME conference. Not just when he spoke, but even when he was leaving, he talked about power, power, and power. This is why, I mean, I set up what I call the Industrial Revolution Work Group. And one of the things we're going to, you know, try to address is the power challenge. You know, through the National Nigeria Industrial Policy 2025-2035, we've validated it, it's awaiting FEC approval, and in partnership with the Industrial Revolution Work Group, we're working towards building dedicated industrial energy corridors, expanding embedded generation in clusters, and reducing energy cost to or for productive use. Affordable power is not a luxury. It is the oxygen that industry requires. Financing that meets entrepreneurs where they are. We cannot build an industrial economy if our entrepreneurs cannot access the capital that fuels growth. Therefore, we're working towards consolidating and simplifying MSME financing windows, strengthening credit guarantees to reduce collateral burdens, expanding export financing and incentives, building a unified MSME financing framework with BOI, with MOFI, with Afriexim Bank, with private lenders, with supporting digital inclusion for nano and for micro enterprises. Our goal is simple. Capital must meet creativity and not meet bureaucracy. We talk about skills, technology, and innovation as national currency. The global economy is being reshaped by AI, digital trade, renewable energy, and advanced manufacturing. Nigeria must not be a spectator. Accordingly, we are working towards a skills revolution that equals MSMEs with digital and e-commerce proficiency, manufacturing and value-added capability, export readiness under the AFCFTA, product design, packaging, and quality standards that match global expectations. A nation that invests in the skills of its entrepreneurs, invests in the strength of its future, and no better nation than our country, Nigeria. In partnership with the African Development Bank, we are working towards implementing the Nigeria MSME Industrial Cluster Program, a bold long-term investment in the productive engine of our economy. MSMEs contribute nearly half of our nation's GDP, yet many remain trapped in environments with weak infrastructure, high energy costs, limited markets, and constrained financing. The Micro MSME Industrial Cluster Program is designed to change this narrative. Through this program, we're working towards transforming existing MSME clusters into modern industrial hubs with power, roads, digital infrastructure, security financing, export and market linkages. We're also aligning the NMICP with AFDB's special agro-industrial processing zones. This integration ensures that raw materials from agricultural zones flow seamlessly into agro-processing MSMEs, boosting value addition, export readiness, and job creation. This initiative aligns with our country's President's Renewed Hope Agenda and the national drive to strengthen MSMEs as engines of industrialization, particularly, like I said, under the AFCFTA, with $3.4 trillion dollar single market and a population of about 1.4 billion people. So for me, like I said on Monday at the MSMB conference, is to give a charge to our entrepreneurs who I think are the risk takers, are the creators, the energy and the heartbeat of our country. But, when a one-time Nigerian head of state said he was at a loss as to why the country's economy had not collapsed, the only reason for that was because of the strength of the MSMEs. That is the reason. So I think that the more government pays attention to this ecosystem, the more government works to respond to what the challenges and the issues are of MSMEs. I was delighted when on Monday, the special advisor to the president on fiscal policy and tax matters, the man who's been, at the back of the most consequential, since Nigeria began, those tax bills that have today become laws, an individual who has remained very gracious in handling that assignment, even at the height of, there hasn't been any piece of legislation from the National Assembly that has attracted the kind of robust participation. At the beginning point, we had state governors that wanted those bills withdrawn. But what was Taiwo's reaction? He remained very calm. He remained very delightful, responding to every question and every issue. And I'm glad that on that Monday, with MSMEs all gathered, I believe that his intervention, when he got up the stage, it became the most exciting and the most interesting part of that program. Which is, I mean, that a lot of the times I think that, and the chairman has alluded to that fact, how friendly those new tax laws are for this ecosystem. So from January 1, 2026, hopefully, when those laws take effect, I believe that there will also be some lease of new life for the MSMEs in our country. So what's my charge? My charge to entrepreneurs in this room is that this is your moment, this is your time, this is your decade, this is your opportunity to build the Nigeria that we desire. So keep innovating, I should say. I mean, keep building. I mean, keep daring. I mean, one of the earlier speakers had said, and I think in responding to, I mean, having to, from enterprise to industry, that entrepreneurs themselves, there's a lot government will have to do, but I think that this subsector, this ecosystem, has been able to make the progress that it has because of the resilience, the creative ingenuity of its members. And I need to urge you to keep doing that. To financiers, see MSMEs not as risk. I mean, don't treat, you know, the financial, you know, needs of MSMEs as what you simply respond to by looking at, you know, as social responsibility, as charity. But see your role as what will be the foundation to our national prosperity. To regulators, it's important to adopt a mindset that you should be facilitators, not gatekeepers, not gatekeepers at all. To development partners, I'd like that you work with us, work with government. I believe that we are building the largest entrepreneurial ecosystem on the Nigerian continent. I mean, last year I had the privilege of attending the World Entrepreneurship Congress in Indianapolis. I mean, the world is talking entrepreneurship, and I'm glad that Faith Foundation didn't just start a dream, it has sustained a dream. 25 years and counting, I congratulate you. And having the 11th policy dialogue, with a commitment and a promise by the chairman that there will be the 12th, there will be the 13th, there will be the 14th, and we'll continue to do the count. So for me, for my colleagues in government, I think that let's prioritize execution over just talk. Impact over announcements and outcomes over processes. In conclusion, I mean, I dare say that Nigeria is not short of potentials. We're not short of talent. We're not short of ambition. What we have lacked, we are now working towards correcting. And what's that? Coordination, execution, and shared national resolve. Let us build. Clap if you have to clap. Let us build a Nigeria where MSMEs do not just survive but scale, where enterprises do not just start but grow, where innovation does not just emerge but thrives, where young people do not just dream but young people prosper. Together, let's grow Nigeria, a nation of innovation, of resilience, and shared prosperity. I thank everyone.